Hey everybody, we're the Regular Joes. I'm Joe Bartnick, we got Sam Tripoli, we got Rob Cardino, and of course Big Earl Skankle back again talking sports and whatever you want to guys talk about over some beers. We're at Barney's Beanery, where of course, booze, hot chicks, great service. And yeah, those
of Pasadena,
whores upstairs,
whores.
Yeah, we can say
the whores of Pasadena.
We can say whores.
Speaking of stealing, so stealing the hearts of old ladies and Koreans all over this great earth was Bob Barker, and he is saying goodbye. After 50 years of raping supermodels and saving pets from neuter.
You can still work after you've been dead for 10 years.
I'm just glad we won't have to look at that rectal probe microphone.
Who do you think should be the new guy, have they said?
I want someone younger looking.
That's 95% of the population.
A corpse.
There's four. Yeah.
Four candidates. The guy from Tales from the Crypt.
I'll do it for free for a couple.
She thought he was gonna love her.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You ever have that where you like you have a really hot chick and then you have this really like animal that you know will just fuck you and you're just like, I would love to have that one, but that's gonna be too much work. Yeah. This one I can just bring in the bathroom, plant, and leave.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hogan. He doesn't need to go to the movies. Rumor, I think, that Earl Skako, our NHL beat,
I am like
regular
the,
Joe.
Matt Drudge of hockey. There's no stage.
You're our EJ Raddick.
Apparently, Mr. Nolan was plying the tomahawk to Mrs. Hasek.
Mrs. Hasek gives up the five hole?
She gave up many holes. So, and then that when put into the going over the GM's head on player transactions, blackballed Mr. Nolan for 10 years from the league. I mean, they had something like 30 coaching jobs come up, and Nolan was never considered until the Islanders owner, who's giving out these Charlie and the Chocolate Factory contracts, you know, came to him and said, coach my team. He brings in Neil Smith, who got the Rangers their only cup in 50 years.
He probably just got sick of watching him on ESPN.
Right, well,
let's just give this guy a job. I don't want to watch this guy on TV anymore.
Did he last a month?
So he lasted like 3 weeks. They got him in for the draft. He drafted a couple guys you'll never hear of. And the GM's out, and they bring in Garth Snow.
It's funny how sex...
Their backup goalie.
It's funny how sex is the reason of a lot of things, but they never talk about it. Like, everyone's like, oh, I wonder why Ted Nolan doesn't have a job. And the same thing is, like, I grew up in Pittsburgh. We said 500 times. But Steve Blass won Game 7 of the 71 World Series. A year later, he was out of baseball because he couldn't get the ball over the plate. And people are like, wonder what happened. His wife had sex with Dave Cash, the second baseman. Blew his mind.
Really?
Couldn't find the plate anymore. Yeah. And it's funny because people, and Steve Blass is an announcer, and people always interview him on different radio stations. Like, oh, yeah, and your career. And then, like, yeah, I just lost it. Meanwhile, like, his second baseman was boning his wife.
Dude, the craziest story I ever heard is... Carl, who was that?
Yastrzemski.
No.
The
mailman Malone.
No. Who has the
Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr., right? You know how he has a whole streak going, right? Well, story is that one day he finds out that Kevin Costner is drilling his wife, right?
Jesus.
He goes crazy, calls up the Orioles, tells them, I ain't playing today, the streak's over, I'm done, I'm not coming in. Well, suddenly, amazingly, the stadium has a blackout that day. And, yeah, no electricity. They had to cancel the game. Amazingly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're kidding.
Is this like Dances with Wolves Costner? Or is this like Waterworld Costner?
Ugh.
Oh, it's got to be Dances with Wolves. I don't think any baseball player's wife would go with a walk. What's the price you drive to get laid?
Oh.
Ooh.
At least six.
6 hours?
Well, my girlfriend lived in New York and I lived in Pittsburgh. Oh, so
I drove to Compton.
That is wanting it right.
It's not a far drive, but the neighborhood, I had an Expedition, and that's like a Ferrari in Compton. She was good, though.
Kid, see, the wrong thing is, man, is like women, is like you have like a short amount of time to get there. Like, because they will change their mind. Be like, yeah, come over. And, like, yeah, you got to get, you're like, dude, fuck traffic lights, anything. Just get there, dude. Because they'll be like, I don't know. I just think it's like, where are you? Like, I am downstairs. Even if you're, like, 5 miles away. You can't let them.
Or just even the choice of houses. Well, where do you live? Oh, I live 3 miles away. I live right. Let's go right here. Yeah. Anything in the middle. And the worst is when you're in and you say something stupid. Yeah. And then that's it. And you know it, but you can't just leave them like, go get out of the car now.
That's why things like, you know, like the ear was always like my segue move. You know what I mean? If I can like get nibble on the ear a bit, that's going to like open up the shirt, which is going to open up the pants. But if there's earrings there and you're stalled, it's over. Forget it.
For me, it's feed the pony. You can feed the pony, dude.
That's a great way.
I'm going back when Rob was young, you know.
That's a great way. We have to feed the sponsors.
And, we have sponsors?
We do. We Barney's Beanery.
After yes. this segment,
and all time.
Yeah, I don't know what drop.
I don't know if we got sponsors anymore.
I don't know what drop top is, pony. But we should.
Oh, that was the worst part of this whole thing. It's like Democrats are stupid for putting up a black guy. That was the part. The feed the pony was the part that got you upset.
What was Mike Tyson's record? Like, didn't he say he screwed like 30 chicks in one night?
Well, oh, we raped 20 of them.
Do you think it was like a full-on performance, or they just come and go? Because I'd always like to know how many. I've always wanted to know how many women I can satisfy. You know, like I want them to be satisfied. So 2, 3, 4, and as soon as one girl's not happy, I want her to say, "Okay, I'm not happy." And then now I know my limit. I know it's 4. 5 is too many.
I want to interview the chick like number 18. Like, like, are you fine with following 17 other chicks? Like, that Willie's been in some dirt and you're just totally fine. I like, are you that desperate to tell people you slept with Tyson?
It's probably a sliding scale of society, though. When you get to 18, you know, it's getting lower income. And
it's got to be like also like having Ken Griffey Jr.'s rookie card. It's like, it's cool when he was hot.
Yeah.
And it was like, I got a rookie card. Look at Ken. And now he sucks. Yeah. You're like, oh, I got Ken Griffey. Yeah. And I was like, when you slept with Mike Tyson when he was high, like, yeah, and now you're like, I can't believe I slept.
Someone's
with Mike
lap
Tyson.
Dancing in Tallahassee right now on somebody, thinking like, I used to be Tyson, but now I gotta up the ante. I can't believe Air America went bankrupt. How did Air America go bankrupt when there's riveting shit like this going on?
Is that movie with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson?
No, it's
Robert Downey.
Al Franken's Coke Fund.
That means that Janine and Al have to go back to doing stand up. So someone give them immediate funding.
I got my FMH or SMH or whatever the magazine's called, the stuff knockoff. Hogan's daughter's in there. Her body is a 10. Her face is like, it's a man, baby.
Yeah. Well, she looks like him in drag.
Mangina? Who's in?
She tells this story, though, about like, of course they shot it when her dad was around. Who would take pictures of Hogan's daughter? Like, hey, bend your ass over. Brother.
If you're in bed with a daughter, she gives you, like, the leg drop. You
know? She's like,
Why did she come? You just gotta move her.
Yeah. You think she's asleep. She's like...
But before she gets in bed with you, oh, take me.
You're gonna take her bra off,
Where's Jimmy Hart with the megaphone?
Yeah, sucker.
You think she's done? She's like putting her finger up.
I'm not finished
yet. Keep going. Not there yet.
Did you read that they say by 2050 the Earth isn't going to be able to maintain? Like, it's not going to be able to produce enough resources for us? And yet these idiots are still have. Yeah, I would do math. I'm like, okay, I'll be 70. Screw it. Who cares? America knows my real age now.
Yeah. Speaking of 9/11s, how about Corey Lytle?
10/11.
It was, wasn't it?
Right.
He got 1 month off. It was like his fastball. Just couldn't get it. Couldn't nail it down.
What do you mean? It was the first target he hit all season.
Posada was standing on a different building. Posada was on the next building over there looking for the fastball.
Corey was like, "Wait,
Corey,
come to the mound, yeah."
Corey, number one into the building. Or at least they opened up a spot in the rotation.
The little boys
Louis Anderson's truly the last of the fat people in Hollywood. Like, Jack Black is the new fat.
Have but Jack Black that? Has lost some weight. Jack Black's pretty thin now compared to...
But he's still the fat guy.
But what happened to, like, the John Candy's and Jim Belushi?
They died.
And
they literally die.
That's why they don't get them. They don't. They invest all this money.
And then they get
them,
their
they
brothers to make either sad television, as in Jim Belushi's yeah. case, or even sadder commercials in Chris Farley's brother's yeah. case. How about that? Who was there a bigger buzzkill than rocking out the crazy train? And I was sitting here and like, yeah, you like fat people, but my brother was fat and he died. Yeah, shut up. Get a career.
You know what? Your fat brother. Your fat brother had a lot of fun. He got really high and got drunk and slept with a lot of hot women, yeah. right? Before he went.
Yeah, that's so, the whole point. Sleep out of your. Yeah. That's why we do this show. We want. Sleep out of
this. I know half the story, but basically someone that worked for the police department, a chief or something, or lieutenant, put out a memo. He didn't, not to anyone directly, but to the whole force, and said, listen, we didn't, when you guys were hired, you weren't fat. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, saying, listen, can you lose some weight? You're an embarrassment to the uniform. Nobody hired you to be chubby, jelly belly people. He got fired.
Dude.
Because people were offended.
Yeah, if you're a fat ass.
I went as Hitler one year for Halloween. It was really this funny. I had the haircut.
This is why our kids live at home till they're 30, have no real skills except for how to get to the 10th level of some stupid video game. This is why, because we coddle kids. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Coddling kids. Kids are meant to take a knocking and keep on rocking. You know, this country was great when people started working at 10 years old. To be honest with you, that's when we won the most golds. We beat every war we won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't. But we're not trying to win these wars, and that's the crime. That's why these kids are going over there getting killed for nothing. Because if we wanted to really win the war, and we wanted to annihilate all those people, we would.
But they can't annihilate Iraq because everyone would get so upset in this
country. That's how you win yeah. wars. That's how we beat Germany. You ever see Dresden? Yeah. They firebombed it. You ever see...
That's what happened
Tokyo.
In Japan.
Yeah,
now, two bombs, war's over. Thank you very much.
You don't win wars by handing out peace pamphlets.
Kick ass. Nuke them.
Otherwise, there's like 2,000 American soldiers getting killed. You know what? One bomb, 2,000 Iraqis. I'm not actually in favor of the war. But if I was in charge of it, one bomb, couple thousand Iraqis, done. War's over. See
but here's really one thing I do know.
You guys fuck up again, we'll be back.
Here's one thing about...
See, that's the truth about Canadians.
That's why they haven't won a war.
They're afraid to fight right now. Yeah.
Hey, the Canadians are cool, man.
Great hockey team.
They are.
I like the
their
Canadians.
Are great.
You know what? The Canadians
hockey,
are smarter.
Weed.
Well, you know why?
You know what? The Canadians are like everybody's cool friend that doesn't have to fight. Like, oh, no, don't hit Steve. He's the dude that has the PlayStation and all the weed, so y'all defend him. Right? The cool guy never gets hit. It's like yeah. other guy that gets hit. You know, United States is the big stupid friend. And the only thing I'm sick about though is like, people who join the military. You know what? You join the military, so, oh, you have to. You know what? The military isn't about getting high and flying helicopters six times a month, a year, and you go to school for free. Every now and then there's a goddamn war and you have to go fight it. Everyone wants to get paid to do nothing and smoke pot at the ROTC meetings. But you know what? Every now and then there's a war. When you have to go, you can't cry about it.
My favorite thing is, like, before the Iraq War, weren't there all those marches and people pissed about women couldn't be in the military? Anyone seen any of those marches lately? And speaking of, I went to an anti-war protest. Not one hot chick in the entire freaking place. You know why? Because hot chicks' lives aren't ever going to be affected by war. Whoever wins, they're set. Darth Vader could come down, take over the entire planet. He'd walk around with 15 of the most smoking bitches you've ever seen in your life, with Von Dutch hats on and Prada bags.
There we go again.
All right. You always have to turn to a glass.
I always keep those moist towelettes stocked in my glove.
Oh, I know. That's the best thing of having a kid.
Beach towel.
When you're driving down that freeway, a long drive. Oh, yeah. Why not? The five, right at Kellerman City. I'm discussing everything.
So you drive and go at it? Dude?
Yeah. You ever think you're going
to
fall
I'd
asleep?
Have to pull over, dude.
Really?
I would have
It's a
to.
Thrill when all of a sudden a car comes up and you're just like, don't merge. Don't merge. Yeah,
my stuff's
I'm a daredevil, Sammy.
I'm more interactive when I go at it. You know, there's all this stuff going on, dude. You know, it's like hand motions and creams and all this stuff.
stuffed animals. You must have the stuffed animals.
You gotta watch it when an 18-wheeler pulls up next to you. Cause
and they can look down.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Speaking
he
of
thinks you're giving him the horn signal.
Yeah. Dude, I was doing a bit for a while. I was talking about how all my sexual highlight reels are getting so old. It's like watching SportsCenter from 85. Where it's like, the picture's green. The haircuts
NFL
are bad.
Films. There's that NFL Films narrator.
And then, like, in the fantasy, like, I'm my age now, but the girls are the ages when I screwed around with them. So it's me, like, banging 16-year-olds, and I feel icky, and I'm all registered as a sex offender. Totally.
My good sex is definitely on Turner Movie Classics.
Yeah.
I'm not on MTV, too.
Mine's the ESPN Classic, dude.
I've got a great jack-off highlight reel.
When she gets freaked out about stuff, it's things people say and not what they did.
Nobody's freaked out. But you're this saying is fake shit. It's fake. Nobody's freaked out.
But
it's stupid fucking media. Ask anybody. Hey, Pepe, who's doing the dishes? Are you mad? Like, he doesn't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
What are you trying to cause a race riot?
Yeah.
So why did
Burley has one cane? Take
people
it easy.
Freak out in this country over things you say. You say shit on the radio, you get fired. Say something on TV inappropriate, you get fired. You say something in politics, you're skewered.
Nobody cares. Yeah, it's but the suits get mad.
But that guy, that who's your mama, the receiver for the Bengals, he got a sports talk show guy fired. Because he said some derogatory comments about him. And so it's all one way. Like, black people can say anything they want about anybody. But as soon as a white guy says, hey, if a white guy said what Bill Cosby said, he'd have to give back his money.
Dude, Charles, you could not be white guy and do what Charles Barkley does.
That's why our show was great, because we don't have any money, so we don't care what
we don't want your money. We don't want you to come on our show and talk about how you did in the game. We could give two rats ass.
Yeah, because we think you're all overpaid babies.
Right. We get free beer and iced tea, and that's all we want.
Hey, I got parking meter
money. Take your 10 kids, take your cocaine habits, and take it back to the DBL.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care.
Bob Barker's
I have a feeling that we'll never do two shows again.
I think we have a best of show.
Yeah, I think the second half will be the best of.
This is the best of how not to do a final segment.
Where's that comedy sketch we're going to do?
Yeah. We're all going to do a comedy tree of the penis. Origami. You guys ever seen Apple?
We're still filming this. Well, I guess we're from Barney's Beanery. We'll be here. We'll be here next. You're gonna see the best of next week.
Yeah. The best of
the worst. Some great outtakes.
That's the thing. You might think
that's all, folks.
You might think this show sucked, but the best of is on next week. So tune in.
The best of the worst. Wait to see the outtakes.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Fire Island.